Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord. That is from Colossians chapter 3. And we want to always ensure that what we do it by the divine say-so of the Lord. We do it in accord with the will of the Lord. And the Lord makes it clear what we are to derive our authority from. We derive our authority from the Word of God in seeking to do all in His name. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 reminds us, I beseech you by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the passage of Scripture that was read just a moment ago from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. We want to take a brief look at blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. And we'd like to use as the specific title of our lesson, Lessons from a Blind Man That Help Us to See. Lessons from a Blind Man That Help Us to See. Blind Bartimaeus gives us a good example of how we should seek help from the Lord. When he cried out to Christ for help, Christ heard his cry and healed Bartimaeus of his blindness. Not everyone that cries to God gets this sort of response. And I'm convinced that many don't get the proper response because they do not express the proper cry. Let us look again at the passage under consideration, Mark 10, verses 46 through 52. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. It seems that this was a regular practice of blind Bartimaeus. He was unable to take care of his own needs. He had to depend upon the charity of others. But you have to give him credit. He put forth an effort to receive help. He was committed to doing what he could for himself. He didn't have much, but he did have commitment. He did have determination. He did have a spirit of zeal. He possessed a spirit and attitude of hope and optimism. These are qualities that should characterize us as people who are blessed with sight. Bartimaeus couldn't see, but he did not allow his sightlessness to hinder him. He did not allow his sightlessness to hold him back. He did not allow his sightlessness to keep him from trying. He did not allow his sightlessness to cause him to give up. We need to see more clearly our need for determination, our need for persistence, our need for refusing to throw in the towel, our need for manifesting a spirit of keeping going and not being dismayed by whatever might betide. So we can see these needs talk to us and impressed upon our minds by a blind man. Thou son of David, he said, have mercy on me. Many, verse 47, charged him that he should hold his peace. They tried to hush up blind Bartimaeus. They tried to discourage him. They, not just one or two, but many, charged him that he should hold his peace. Be quiet. You know, sometimes people don't want us to speak out when we need to speak out. Sometimes people want to shut us down when we need to speak out and over the dissenting voices that seek to restrain us. You know, a lot of us have become discouraged, and we have lost our boldness, lost our courage, because the world has charged us to hold our peace. A lot of times we won't share the gospel because we've been charged to hold our peace. A lot of times we won't tell people about Jesus because the culture in which we live has charged us to hold our peace. A lot of times we won't mention the Church of Christ because the current cultural context in which we live has charged us overtly and subtly, covertly, to hold our peace. And a lot of times folks will try to shame you, folks will try to embarrass you so that you'll just be quiet and you will never speak up for God and never speak up for Jesus and never speak up for the truth. But blind Bartimaeus would have none of it. He realized that his welfare was at stake. He realized that his salvation was at stake. He realized that his sight was at stake. So when many charged him that he should hold his peace, he didn't quiet down. He didn't shut his mouth. What did he do? He redoubled his efforts. The Bible says, but in contrast to their seeking to silence him, he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He recognized the identity of Jesus and what Jesus could do for him. So Bartimaeus listened before he cried out. The attentive listening by Bartimaeus is a good example of using our opportunities. He could not look because he was blind, but he could listen. I've heard it said that when you are deprived of one particular sense, that other senses are sharpened, other senses are heightened. And it seems that that is the case. When one limb is missing, that other limbs are strengthened. I remember the case of Charlie Neal, who lived in Marigold, Mississippi. He worked at a cotton gin. And in the process of working at a cotton gin, he was involved in an industrial accident. He lost one of his arms. But Charlie was not discouraged. Charlie didn't throw in the towel. Charlie didn't give up. Charlie didn't bemoan his own faith, his own fate. Charlie didn't cry out, "Woe is me." We actually had three one-armed men in Marigold. Charlie Neal just had that one arm, and his left arm was a prosthetic arm. I'd never seen one before, and it was just there. He couldn't do anything with it. But this other arm that he had utility of this arm, and he used it mightily. He used to drive the tractor. He drove our old John Deere tractor in setting up rows. And that John Deere tractor didn't have power steering. But Charlie didn't need no power steering. He could lay off rows as straight as a beam using that one hand, that one arm. And he would lay those rows off. And y'all not from the country, so y'all might not understand that fully. But when he got to the end of the row, he'd take that one hand, he didn't have but one, he'd hit that lever, raise those plows, spin that John Deere around. Remember, it didn't have power steering. Turn it back around, drop those plows, and keep going. That was remarkable. I couldn't do that, and I had both my arms, both my hands. I could lay out rows now, but they weren't as straight as Charlie's. But Charlie used what he had. He took full advantage of the ability that God blessed him with. He was a good steward of what he had. And blind Bartimaeus was a good steward of what he had as well. There was another man in Marigold that's a good illustration of this. His name was Johnny Jackson. Johnny Jackson also had one arm. I don't know how he lost his other arm, but he was one of the best mechanics in Marigold, Mississippi. By himself, in his shop, he could take a motor out of a vehicle by himself with one arm, one hand, take it out, completely overhaul it, put it back in, get it running again, and did all of that with one hand. He was a good steward of what he had. Bartimaeus couldn't see a thing, but Bartimaeus could hear with great acuity. He could hear very clearly. And he used fully that sense of hearing. What about you? Do you use fully the blessings that God has bequeathed to you as individuals who are made in his image and individuals who are specially endowed by him? So Bartimaeus cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." I also learned not only that we should use to the fullest extent what resources we have or what blessings and abilities that we have, but we also find that we learn from blind Bartimaeus that faith operates and faith rewards. Remember, without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Bartimaeus was demonstrating his faith. He had heard about Jesus, the son of David, and he wanted Jesus to have mercy on him. But he didn't just sit there and expect Jesus to automatically respond to him. He got Jesus' attention. Now, that word cry, I am told, he cried. That actually means he screamed. He cried very vigorously. He cried very enthusiastically. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he got the Lord's attention. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. What if Bartimaeus had just hushed his mouth? What if Bartimaeus had just shut up at the behest of the crowd? He wouldn't have got his blessing. He wouldn't have got his reward. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't you see the diligence in the crying out of Bartimaeus, the diligent seeking of the Lord? They tried to hush him up. He cried out even more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And he got the Lord's attention. And notice, Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Now folks are kind of helping him out and kind of encouraging him. They said, be of good comfort. Rise. He calleth for thee. Isn't it wonderful that Bartimaeus called for Christ first, and in response to his call for Christ, Christ called for him. And he came. Cast away his garment. He was excited. Can't you see him casting away his garment and took off? He arose and came to Jesus. When you come to Jesus, wonderful things happen to you and wonderful things happen for you. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? In other words, blind Bartimaeus, what do you want? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. I want to see. I'm blind, but I don't want to remain blind. I'm blind, I'm sightless, but I want to be able to enjoy the blessed privilege of seeing. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And he immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You know, it's a wonderful thing that happened to blind Bartimaeus. I believe he was appreciative. I believe he was thankful, because when he received his sight, he followed Jesus. There are a number of lessons we can learn from blind Bartimaeus that will help us to see. We sing that song, Amazing Grace. How sweet! sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. If you're here this evening and you need to learn some lessons from blind Bartimaeus, and we now would call him an ex-blind man because he was no longer blind. He received his sight. We see his earnestness, his sincerity. We see his determination. We see his persistence. We see his reverence. We see his taking advantage of his opportunities. We see him recognizing deity. We see him recognizing his lowly position. We see him being aware that he needed not justice, but that he needed mercy. Have mercy on me. All of us need to ask God to have mercy on us. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We don't really want justice because justice would condemn us. What we want, what we need is mercy. And mercy is available even tonight. If you're here and you're a faithful child of God, or you are a child of God, but if you've become unfaithful, used to be faithful, you need mercy. If you have erred from the way, you need mercy.